from the mind of critic, May 4th, 2019. If we long for yesterday because we're worried about tomorrow, are we conscious of today? Do wonderful people, beautiful scenery, and unexpected great events of today get fogged over by memories of yesterday, which were never as good as we remember, and can become worse if recreated tomorrow? Does yesterday provide clues of where we went wrong and where we went right, while the future provides a blueprint of what we'd like to see so we can start creating it now? Does any of this matter? Because our perceptions create our realities and can build us up or tear us down, no matter what timeline we find ourselves in? There's no reason we should get caught up in the past or hung up on the future while beating ourselves up in the present. Doesn't mean it won't happen from time to time, when we least expect it, and when we least want to deal with it. We just have to roll with the punches, be ready to go where the wind takes us, and be confident enough in ourselves that we'll never be lost, just not where we thought we'd be. Once we realize our time is wasted being hung up at all, we'll see the past does have lessons to teach. The future does provide guidelines. But the present, this moment, right now, is the only thing that really matters. The only thing that's real. Creating heaven on earth simply means being authentically human. Going back in time could be fun, but how many of us really know Doc Brown and Marty McFly? Truly loving ourselves means loving ourselves as we are right now. Learning lessons of the past means loving our fellow humans now.